It's time for the best 60 minutes of your life. This is the Homer Hour, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Alongside former Badger and Packer Gary Ellerson, here's Emmy Award winner Homer.
The best 60 minutes of your day, the Gary Ellerson Homer Hour. 1-800-990-3776. I can see Gary Ellerson. I cannot hear Gary Ellerson. Are you there? I can see him. He looks good. He's in good shape. So you don't need to call over the phone. Well, that's good. Welcome. Welcome. Do you have
When in doubt, reboot.
Sure. and the Green Bay Packers have released their veteran kicker. And what do you think?
Quite honestly, surprising for me.
Because?
You always want to go in with a veteran kicker.
That was my theory.
And a guy that's kicked in Lambeau Field.
Can you explain the difficulty of kicking in Lambeau Field from playing and what people have talked about it? And it might be a little different because the stadium is different when you were playing.
You can get there early, and I like to get there doing pregame warm-ups and that, and go down on the field. The wind is forever changing. And it feels like kicking to the south.
Explain to me how the wind is ever changing. Like you played in a lot of football stadiums. Does the wind change a lot when you played in Camp Randall? When you played in Madison, was the wind changing a lot there?
No. But in Green Bay, the way this stadium is built, it feels like it changed more from the south.
I don't know directions, but just so when you're in there, you never know exactly which direction it's going to be going or what's the, because you're not the first person to say Mason Crosby talked about it. And
the kicker is not on the field. It's up in the air.
Because
you can be standing on the field.
Yes.
And not feel anything.
So, but I've been high enough in the stands where I'd be up there where the ball is kicked.
You look at the goalpost and you can see the ribbons moving.
But we know this is accurate because kickers have talked about it for years. The difficulty in kicking, and I always thought part of it was the cold later in the season.
It is.
Balls have to be difficult, hard, whatever it is.
Balls have to be properly flated.
Yeah, there's something that's difficult because everybody talks about it.
Yeah.
So you have the season on the line. You could have the season on the line, and you're risking it with a young kicker.
You could.
No, you are, unless you're really good. And you're not going to know how well he kicks.
Is Haversick still there?
He is. So you think he's the alternative? Okay. That doesn't make you feel that much better.
No, it sure doesn't.
And I don't deny the guy, the old man failed last year, but.
Homer, we talked about this last Friday. The Bears, was that 7 points?
Yeah. Could make the difference.
2 field goals and an extra point.
Yep.
You probably can go back maybe to 3-4 more other games where he. And no one guy ever loses a game, but he had an opportunity to win it. How about that?
Yeah. No, some guys can lose the game, but it's rare. It only would be if it happened late in the game and you have no time to come back. But, yeah, I agree with the coach.
When you can't get – and you cost them 7 points. When you can't get those 7 points, that's pretty tough to come back from.
Right. But, I mean, you're ahead. You had a huge lead on the Bears.
Huge.
Right. 1-800-990-3776, and I keep giving you that because Gary Ellerson loves to talk to people.
I do.
In fact, he likes to talk to people more than he likes to talk to me. I'm a close second, and I'm not bad, but So feel free to call about anything.
Anything.
We have new information about the Wisconsin Badgers as well.
We do?
Yeah, because they supposedly have more money and better players, but in the ranking of ESPN, they were still ranked as 14th among the teams this offseason. Better transfer portal, but the recruiting still not very good. And the only benefit 14th out of 18, the benefit is 15, 16, 17, and 18, they play them all. So
there you go.
If you,
oh, you mean in the Big Ten?
In the Big Ten, yes.
Okay.
I think they're going to be a little bit better than that, but it is possible that the money won't show up.
7 or 8 games they should win.
Yeah, they got two of the directionals, and then they have 4 teams underneath them. So, yeah, I mean, I'm still looking for 6.5. Tim Van Voren is not very confident, so I'm less willing to put huge amounts of money on.
He's not?
No, he's more iffy than I am about 7 wins.
Yeah, I think 7 wins for sure.
Yeah. But, there's a reason nobody has.
The problem is you got to turn the program around.
Correct.
And they know how to win?
Yes, I believe they know how to win 7 games with a reasonably easy schedule because they have better players. The players they had with no money were bad. They had no chance. It's like high school. Mm-hmm. Now they have a chance. Yeah. Now, how good will they be and how well will they coach these better players? That's a legitimate point. Because, just because you have legitimate money, you still got to pick the right guys. I mean, I think back
at
whatever Gary Ellison would have cost back in your day. Okay, so if Gary Ellison was available now, I say you'd be $1 million player. Cost $1 million to get Gary Ellison to play at Wisconsin. The issue is there are probably 4 or 5 other running backs at $1 million. I got to pick the best one, even if I got the money, and there's no guarantee that you'll do that. No. I might pick some other guy that I like more, and that will determine how well they can play. Can they, will it be 6 wins or will it be 7 wins? But there's clearly significantly more talent. Back to the Packers, unless you have other things you want to talk about regarding Wisconsin.
No, go ahead, back to the Packers.
Because the debate has been whether they are a Super Bowl contender. And I say, no. I think there are just half cut behind that. Because in the NFC, Rams are better, Seattle's better, and there's the difficulty of the division. I think the division is significantly better than past years. Detroit's legit, Bears are legit, and so...
Is Detroit a contender?
No.
No, they're not?
I don't... My Super Bowl contenders in the NFC would be Seattle and the Rams.
Okay.
And then everybody else to me is kind of the same. So.
Oh, so you just have 2.
That's correct. Yep.
No, see, contender to me means, I guess, something different than what you.
I mean, you have teams in the AFC too, but yes, then you're a Super Bowl. So, will they make the Super Bowl contender? I mean,
there's a lot of teams that are contenders.
Right. I don't think they will. So, I think they're going to make the Super Bowl. I don't. No. I think
so
best.
That's what you should be asking.
Right. Will they make the Super Bowl?
Do you think they'll make the Super Bowl? Right.
No. And I don't think even the people think they're a contender.
Yes. They are a contender.
Right. If they made the Super Bowl, I would be very surprised to make the NFC Championship game, I would be surprised. So, and I would say that I don't believe that I'm that far away. I don't know how you would answer those. I think they're.
Well, I just answered. Well, they're a contender.
You believe they're a Super Bowl contender? And how many Super Bowl contenders? That would be an NFC Super Bowl contender.
Well, they're in the top 5.
In the top 5
in the NFC.
In the NFC. I might have them there, but if I have them like 5. Seattle, the Rams. I'm not sure about San Francisco. San Francisco's
no.
So I would have Green Bay, Detroit, okay, Chicago, three, San Francisco, all about the same.
So, five. Okay.
So
I agree.
It's not that far away.
No.
But I'm, to me, it's having been around, there's some, somebody has to be special. And it seems to me, as I said to the group before, that with the Packers, it's always something. Like I'm
well,
the only
problem. The problem with the Packers is right, is the injuries.
Yeah.
And you don't know about Tucker Kraft.
Right.
And Michael Parsons and Devontae Wyatt. How they come back from those injuries.
Correct. And I expect them to come back pretty well. What bothers me was the end of last year when, granted, they had the injuries, but they still found a way to mess it up. Like, they still could have won the division. And they didn't have to give up 100 points, and then the game, last game didn't last, which they probably could have won. And then you're way ahead in the playoff game. So, yes, you had injuries, but you still found a way to screw it up. And good organizations, top, don't do that. They find a way to make something even when they have problems. Packers, for a number of years now, have just always found a way to mess it up. And you can't do that.
But, Homer, you can't, well, if you're talking about the Chicago game specifically.
Just the group.
They should have won that game.
Just the group of that in terms of have all these injuries and that's the excuse for everything. No.
You still should have won the game.
Yeah. And they should have.
With all the injuries that you had.
How much do you think they should have or could have won the division? Even with the injuries. What Baltimore score? Would they give up 100 points or what?
Oh, man. They ran all over us.
Right.
Yeah.
And organizations find a way. Like,
But did we actually try to win the Baltimore game?
I don't know. If you didn't, then that's on them, too.
I think they set players for the game, didn't he?
I don't know, but I mean, what I don't remember the particulars. All I know is that there was no, they didn't have to after the overtime loss to the Bears. They didn't have to all of a sudden just collapse. They didn't have to, even after Denver. So somehow they just did, and they got to prove to me that. When things don't go well, they can find something good out of it instead of, well, it was this, and then it was this, and then it was this, all of which is legitimate.
I don't disagree with it. They should have beaten the Bears last game of the year.
Yes.
Without Parsons, without Kraft, without Wyatt, that game was in the
bag. And I'm excited about this year. You know why I'm excited about this year?
Why?
Because we're going to find out if they were way better and these injuries, they can prove it this year. Just like when the Packers, things went their way in 2010, won the Super Bowl, primarily because their defense gave up so few points. But, well, they kind of got fortunate. No, they showed how good they were in the regular season the next year.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, they blew it at the end, but the same way. If the Packers, if the Packers are good, and these injuries hurt them, they should show this year, just do it again, right? Get to
here's a good thing
9-3-1 or get to whatever, and now without the injuries, you'll make something good. They'll prove
how good
they could have been.
Year,
yeah.
Is that you didn't have those guys at the end of the year.
Yeah.
You won't have them at the beginning of the year.
Right.
They should be used to not having those guys.
Yeah. Figure out a way, right?
Available. Yeah,
you know, you have good coaches, good organizations. They seem to figure out a way. Doesn't mean they're unbeaten, but it means. And as I said, they will show us this year to some degree how good they might have been without those injuries last year.
It feels like you have a lot of Al McGuire in you.
And you state that because?
Just figure out a way to get it done.
Well, you've been around it and observed it on both ends. And people don't understand it because they don't realize how bad Wisconsin was. But you were there with Dave McClain. They were horrible. And
well, not under Dave McClain.
No, but I'm saying, so McClain comes and you can't win at Wisconsin. They're horrible. and Dave McClain, I'm going to get her done. And I'm not saying they won a Rose Bowl, but the level of improvement he created was Barry Alvarez-like.
Correct.
Nobody believed in football. Nobody knew about football. Nobody cared about football. Dave McClain walks in and said, I don't care. I came from Ball State. We're going to get her done. Right? We're going to go to a bowl game. Yes.
That's what he said. Yeah.
And you.
But we got to have better players.
Right. And that's the first thing he did.
Yeah, we got better players.
Yes. And then didn't live by, well, we can only be this good. And he didn't take it to Barry Alvarez level, but people didn't think he could do what he did.
He went to a whole nother level.
Yes. Guys were getting drafted in the first round. You played on a team that had three players taken in the first round of the NFL draft. What wasn't it? Wasn't it this year with Wisconsin? Not a single player was taken. No. You had three players. I don't know that there's ever been a year where there have been more than three. Right?
Well, and, that tells you how bad the talent level was.
Well, how, right. Well, and how good it was with Dave McClain, how much he improved. And I don't know where all those guys, a lot of them, weren't they from the South? Where was Sims from? Richard
Bridgeport,
Johnson.
Connecticut.
Oh, okay. Richard Johnson, the cornerback. He was one first round
pick. Harvey, Illinois.
And then Al Toon.
Newport News, Virginia.
I don't know where he was from, but I know this.
Yeah, I was telling you, that's where he was.
He's the greatest wide receiver ever at Wisconsin, right? I don't know that there's.
Let me think about that.
We'll have to think about that. We'll take a break, and you. But I'm. Yes. My point is that's. With LaFleur and Goody, the first couple years, they were close to getting her done with Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
And the addition and the improvement in the offense. And then the last few years, it's, and granted, they don't have Aaron Rodgers anymore, but, and they can.
It's been more of the same. And when I say that, David Bakhtiari killed them.
Right.
And he got hurt.
Yes. And then I think I think the division has gotten better. Detroit was never like this. They sucked every year.
Over the last 5 years, yes.
And then now Chicago's better. They just are.
They are.
And Minnesota's good. There's no dog. Good. And I mean the old-fashioned dog. There are no bums.
No, there's no old
Lions.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yes, Lions or even the Bears for a few years or yes. And that makes it hard to win the division.
That? Was that the old NFC Central?
Is that I think so. Or well, I don't even know. It's North now. Yeah, I think it was Central when they were five. It changed in like 2002. But yeah, you had some bums. There's not a bum in the division this year.
No. You got to play everyone.
All right. Milwaukee weight loss, 229. Now I'm at 205. It works. Milwaukee weight loss. How does it work? I eat less and I'm okay with eating less. You can get the particulars. There's no counting calories. There's no, well, you got to work out. There's no prepackaged meals. There's no taking a med. There's no taking a shot. You eat less, and you're okay eating less. I didn't think it's possible. Now it is. So I can't wait to be able to tell you this in 3 months, 6 months, or a year. I'm gonna be between 200 and 205 the rest of my life, all thanks to Milwaukee Weight Loss. How it works for you might be a little bit different, but fundamentally the same. A weight loss program is good if you have the weight loss not in a week, in a month, but 3 months, 6 months. I'm at 3 months, 100% certain in another 3 months. Why? Because I got to figure it out. Eating less and like eating less, no problem with it. 262-235-3980. 262-235-3980. MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. You don't got it. You do what? You do this? No, there's no you do what. It's easier than you can imagine. MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. Next. The Gary Ellerson Homer Hour. I appreciate those people that asked on YouTube. Yes, this is the official headquarters for the Milwaukee Brewers and AmFam Field as to whether the dome is open or closed. I promised to give you that information if you went on YouTube right at 5 o'clock, and I neglected to do so, but people on YouTube were fantastic. And if you now go to YouTube, ESPN Milwaukee, You will now find out whether the dome is open or closed. Gary
what
Ellison.
Is going on? You are something else.
What do you mean? This is what I was going to do when it first came. So would you like to tell people, if they don't want to go to YouTube, ESPN Milwaukee, whether the dome is open or closed?
Well, I'm assuming it's closed.
Yep. Yeah. Do you want me to help you out? If it was open, it'd be like this.
It'd look like that.
And it'd be open.
All right, we'll close it. Close it again.
Close it. It's hard to do this.
Yeah. Close again.
No, I can't.
No, no, you can't. No, go to the bathroom.
There we go.
No,
it's not very good. I had to do that just for you. So, and I apologize. Anytime there is an evening game at AmFam, all you have to do is go to ESPN Milwaukee for the Homer Hour. And
is there rain tonight?
I don't know. Don't care. My job is only to inform people whether the dome will be open or closed. I would assume that it's closed because it's cold enough. So we're here to serve.
It's 65 degrees.
No, it's not. I think they said somewhat in the 50s, but okay. I don't know the particulars. I'm not part of the group that decides whether it's open or closed, but you now know. And
there you go.
You now know that it's closed, right? And that's the greatness.
Hey, real quick,
of YouTube. Oh, by the way, no, Grace, you got to talk about Jewelry Center. That's what we got to do first because you talked.
I sent you a text last week that my good friend Leroy Butler sent me.
Yes, from Pack Attack. When we did Pack Attack. Yes. Yeah. When they lost the Super Bowl and they came for the first show after the Super Bowl, and I said we gotta move on from the Super Bowl, and I had a tape, a video, a VHS of the game, and they smashed it with a hammer. And Brett Favre really didn't seem too interested, but Leroy Butler was fantastic. Yeah. And
did you host that show every?
Yes. Uh-huh. That was one of the highlights, I would say, of my career. Not that I'm dead yet, but.
Really?
It was a blast because we had no rules. They didn't really want us to even do the show. They did it to get some interviews from certain players, Reggie White being one. So there was no direction. We had no meetings. They'd call the producer and say, all right, Homer, what do you want to do this week? So.
You loved it. That's right down your line.
Yes, that is right down my alley. That's exactly what it was.
Yes, it is.
Santana Claus was always an important part of. Santana Dotson was Santana Claus during Christmas, that session. Favre was fantastic. Leroy was great. And the last year, Mark Tauscher was on. And then they decided to do it. The show was so unimportant that if you remember, there used to be Dairyland Greyhound Dog Race. From the night they would play, and the show on Channel 12 would air after the replay of the dog races. They didn't even want to delay the dog races.
Where did you guys tape that at?
We taped it at Brett Favre's, which is when he had the Brett Favre Steakhouse, and then we did it at
the Milwaukee
L House. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yep. 7 o'clock on Mondays. We also had the amazing Mark, who could give you the exact score of any Packer game going back to like 1970, whatever. Like Packers against the Bears, 72. 36-14, and Dick Stockton was the announcer. It was crazy. He was a savant in that regard. Somebody brought that up, and the dome was always closed for that show.
I saw that.
Yes.
I saw that.
It's going to be 57 at first pitch. I want to thank all the people that are helping us out on YouTube. The hairpiece looks horrible now because I took it off.
It does.
But during the commercial break,
you need to go back and do it again.
Right. For those.
Now, where'd you get the hairpiece from?
King's Head.
You got a sponsor? You got a sponsor for that?
John Milan, who was the weatherman, then had a hairpiece from King's Head. And they said, go to King's Head. And then, so they told me I had to have it. I didn't have any say.
Who told you?
The people at Channel 12. You have like a makeup person and a... tells you what to wear, what clothes. They took me out, what shirts to buy and ties. And then they said, you need a hairpiece. And I said, fine. So got it at King's Head. When they announced the stadium, I was there and I said, 5 o'clock sports was going to be the official dome headquarters, and that's when I displayed the dome open and closed. But they eliminated the 5 o'clock sports before the stadium actually was finished because of the tragedy of the crane accident. So that was that was my chance.
Yeah, I remember that.
Now, that that would have been good. People going like, was the dome open or closed? Just turn on the TV at 5 o'clock, 5:20. They got this goofy sports guy, and he's either got his hairpiece on or off. And now we're someone suggested it, so now I'm doing it for the show. If the Brewers only home games, and then in the afternoon I have to figure out how to do it as well so that people could go, I'll go on Twitter or some way, Instagram, and let people know. So there you have it. We got to get our Discount Liquor Twitter poll question up, which we'll do. But after you talk, I haven't come up with it yet. I mean, a couple suggestions because I want you to first to talk about the Jewelry Center.
My good friends at the Jewelry Center, guys, four locations for you: Burlington, Greenfield, Brookfield, new location in Mequon. And guys, they can take care of all your jewelry needs that you could ever have in your life. If you're looking to get married and then pop the question like I did, my good friends at the Jewelry Center can help you out with that diamond ring that you most certainly need for your girl. And you know what? And a lot of guys these days, their girl kind of picked the ring out for them. So it's a, we're in a new different age. So if they got a Pinterest board or something like that, and they can design it, with my good friends at the Jewelry Center,
isn't that the way it should be? Come true. Shouldn't the girl get the ring?
No, because did Nancy pick her ring?
Nancy didn't get a ring.
What?
As I said, there were five true boys. Not one of us bought their fiance a ring.
Did you give some aluminum foil or?
No, I didn't. And so here's what it was. Do you want to know the particulars? I don't want to take away from the jewelry center.
Yes, no, no.
All right. Well, we were out. We had been dating like 3 months.
I love her.
And I said, when are we going to get married? She said, what?
After 3 months?
After 3 months, maybe four. So when are we going to get married? She goes, what? Yeah, when are we getting married? She goes, I didn't know we were that far along. I said, okay. And she said, let me think about it. And I remember going, okay. I didn't want to say don't think too long. Like, if you don't want to marry me, that's okay. And sad. But so then the next time, I don't know when, she said, yeah, let's do it. I said, well, I'll be happy to get you a ring if you want a ring, whatever ring you want. And she said, no, I'd rather use the money for, who was I? Poor guy, had nothing. I'd rather use the money for a down payment on a house or something like that. So I said, fine. So you got a wedding ring. And then at some point after married a few years, I got her certain pieces of jewelry. And now she has another ring next to her wedding ring. It's kind of like.
So you got her a wedding ring?
We got a wedding, but I'm saying she eventually got some other ring. Yeah, it would be like an engagement ring. But it's really nice. Yeah, so I did not know of the story of my other brothers that they had done exactly the same thing. I don't know for whatever reason. But
I guess you guys take it after your dad.
No, my dad definitely got my mom a ring.
Okay.
But we didn't check with anybody. I mean, it's like, did I tell my parents that I was getting married? No, not until after Nancy had said she would marry me. And I called.
Did you ask Nancy's dad before you proposed?
I had a belief, which I realize now is pretty selfish. I said, not asking him, and I really liked him. I'm not marrying him. I'm marrying her. You know, there's only one person I care that one is interested in me marrying her. Her. So what if he says, I don't want my daughter to marry you? Then what am I going to do? If I don't ask him, I don't have to worry about that. I think he kind of liked me, but when I got fired and I didn't have a job, he said, you know, you'd make a pretty good accountant because I had an accounting degree. So I think maybe he was worried at some stretch. But I realize how incredibly selfish that is. Like, you know, if I really cared and liked Nancy, then I would, You know, do I think she would have liked that? Probably. I don't know.
I don't know.
Do you ask the girl? So should I ask your dad? I don't know. Is that normally part of the process?
It's too late now.
No, but I mean, when do you bring it up with the person you want to marry before you ask her? Or
yeah. Yes.
So I talk to him and she doesn't know anything about it. I talked to
correct.
Him. Oh, okay. Yeah. I apologize.
I mean, that's the way to go.
All right. Okay. But anyway, sorry. So now I feel like I took care of business.
With Jen's parents, I asked the mom and the dad.
Because you were just being nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't get that nice part till later. All right. Now back to
the Jewelry Center.
Yes.
Four locations.
And women Brookfield, are now starting Greenfield, to pick out the kind that they want. And Wellington, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
If Nancy would have wanted one, she could have picked out whatever she wants. Yeah.
Yeah. And they design anything that you want to design. The lab grown diamonds are absolutely incredible.
You got so many choices now.
Yeah, you do.
Now, here's the problem I had that I would have had.
What?
If Nancy would have wanted an expensive engagement ring, our engagement is off. I wasn't marrying somebody.
I think
somebody.
Nancy loved you.
But I'm you. Saying, I mean, you kind of know the kind of person that is. Right. Or the size of the ring. Like I've heard people they spent like $8,000 on a ring. I go, if I'd had spent $8,000 on a ring, we're not getting married. I'll spend $8,000 on a car. I'll spend $8,000 on the house, but not on a ring. But anyway.
Yeah.
It's more than you need to know. We got to figure out. If you have any questions, you go to YouTube. Thanks to all the people. That question, bears or lions, who are you worried more about? We'll get that from Gary Ellison. That's what you call a real tease. Who's he worried about more, the bears or the lions? You go to YouTube and you just ESPN Milwaukee, and my hairpiece will look much better when we come back. Next. Fisco Auto Body. Family business, owned since 1931. It's not what they do, it's who they are. Fisco Auto Body on Forest Home in Franklin. They're that good because they're still doing it. They still own the company, still own the business. I can imagine how many years they've been doing it. That's how they can be that good. Fisco Auto Body on Forest Home in Franklin. Expert workmanship guarantee for the life of your vehicle. Any damage, Fisco has you covered. Fisco Auto Body on Forest Home in Franklin. Fisco, Fisco, Fisco. So you'll remember the name. The Gary Ellison Homer Hour and the questions put up on YouTube. Because that's what everybody is doing now. YouTube is off the charts. Subscribe on YouTube whenever or wherever you're listening. We are live on YouTube as well. You can watch the show, see what's happening in the studio and whether or not the dome is open or closed, and comment along with us. Just search ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube and subscribe today. The questions, outstanding one is, Gary Ellison, which do you worry about more, bears or lions?
That's a great question.
Should that be our discount liquor Twitter poll question? Which team are you worried about more, the bears or the lions? There you go.
Yeah, I think for me, it's probably the bears. They got more of an upside. We haven't seen the best of Caleb Williams yet.
Mm-hmm.
I think he can be better than what he was last year. Generational talent. Got a great coach that pushes him and understands the quarterback situation and how to get the best out of his players. I think they're ascending. The Lions, to me, I mean, they're going to be in a mix, but I think their window is closing.
Because
they lost a lot of pieces over the last couple of years.
Yeah. I'd join your club. I think there is an inconsistency that can and is a part of Caleb Williams. But when he's good, he can be really good.
When he's good, he's the best quarterback in the league. Now, I can say the same thing for Jordan Love as well.
And you're saying not just
when
division,
good,
but in the league.
And Jordan Love can be the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah. I don't know who would be the other. Mahomes was always the answer, but he's hurt now.
Yeah, not anymore.
Stafford, I don't know who would you say is the best quarterback.
Probably Stafford right now. He's like, he's like 40.
Right, but he's old, so he could collapse at any point and not collapse. But the key to being old is you got to
prove it again.
You can get hurt
Joe Burrow,
so quickly.
He's got to prove it again. The kid in Buffalo.
Yeah, I would say he's the best quarterback, Josh Allen. I'll say he's the best.
Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Watson hasn't really done anything. So, yeah, I mean, you start naming the top five quarterbacks in the league, Love and Williams got to be in there. Jared Goff is probably just outside of that.
Yeah, it's like who's hot.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think we may see a better version of Kyler Murray this year.
Right. Yeah.
That could be scary.
Which should the Packers be more worried about? Right now, the Lions have a slight edge over the Bears, but I think it could end up being
50-50. That's because Packer fans are never going to say that.
They're not?
They're not. They won't even admit that.
And I want to emphasize that when we do these things.
And I'm okay with that.
Well, yeah. When I do these things, I don't do it to get the correct answer. I want to know what fans are thinking so that I determine how much of an education you need to give them to help them with.
Right.
And to prevent you from saying you people. Which you haven't said recently. I think.
No, I haven't. Yeah.
Is that because there's just been no crazy stuff?
Well, it's not football season. Well, I mean, it kind of is, but it kind of isn't.
No, you're right. It's not. I mean, they're putting the team.
We got stuff going on. I mean,
they're putting the team
NFL has always got stuff going on. But we're not playing games yet.
Right. And I think.
Home team, do you think. The Packers going to play over in Germany
this year. I think they want to. They want the Packers to play everywhere. People love the Packers.
Do you think Lions and Packers in Germany?
I haven't given any thought. I will put you in charge of international play. I don't.
Why don't
care.
You give it some thought?
I don't want to give it any thought. I want you to. I don't
want
care.
You to give it some thought.
I don't care.
And
it'd be
and
like asking me what color like helmet should they wear. I don't.
I like to know what the professor thinks about it.
About where are they going to play? I'll give you an answer. They will. I'll do it. This is a good tease. My answer and your answer. Do you want to answer too? Are they going to play in Germany? Sure. Or are they going to play the Lions in Germany? I say. Well, I'll tell you.
Are they going to play the Lions in Germany?
Okay. I'll give you my answer.
That's
we'll get
a divisional
your
game.
Yeah. I don't want divisional games in Europe.
Well, you already got one with the Rams. Rams 49ers, right?
I disagree with that. Divisional games should not be in Europe. Divisional games should be home and away. That's the whole point. This is playing somewhere else. You only got six divisional games. You got 11 games not in the division. You can find one of those 11. You found a way to draw my attention. Bears, Packers, you got two choices. Indiana or Green Bay? Just kidding there. What are you doing?
The dome piece looks nice.
What are you? It looks better, doesn't it? What are you doing playing a division game? Next. Founded by inventors, fueled by community, and focused on business. For 130 years, Horicon Bank has helped Wisconsin businesses grow. Doing banking differently since 1896. Today, that same local approach now part of the Milwaukee business community, bringing decision-making closer to the people who matter most, you. Financing requests approved in days, not weeks. Bankers who understand your business. Products designed to support real cash flow needs. Yes, commercial lending. Horicon Bank has been everywhere. Now, commercial lending. Horicon Bank is coming to the Milwaukee business community. They, Horicon Bank, get the job done. Together, doing good. For 130 years. The Gary Ellerson Homer Hour, your Discount Liquor Twitter poll question. Who do you fear most, the Bears or the Lions? I mention this because it doesn't happen that often. We are in agreement that we have a little more concern about the Bears.
Yeah. They're only going to get better.
And what?
Defensively, you worry about them a little bit because they got a lot of turnovers.
Yeah.
And then can they do it again? But I just think offensively, they're pretty good. They can score a lot of points.
Yeah, they can be scary at times. You're counting on them screwing up enough over the course of a regular season.
You're counting on Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams screwing up.
Yeah.
As much as they can screw up, they also can be great.
Right. So you always...
Does that make sense?
No, it makes total sense. You better be ready. And just because they screw up, don't assume that they then can't get really good.
They and showed when you that already.
And when they're really good, don't ever think they're not capable of screwing up.
Correct.
And I don't know the dynamic.
You know what? Can I just say this real quick?
Yeah.
That sounds like parenting.
No, you know what I talk about parenting? About the Packers?
It can be really good. Yeah. It can be really bad.
Yeah. With parenting. With the Packers, unfortunately, in recent years, it's always been something. I don't know what the something is, but it's always something.
Always something.
Yeah.
Something.
And the good teams have something, but they don't let it take over. They somehow found a way to deal with something and still succeed. There's always something.
Always.
Get injuries, lose a quarterback. So what do you do when that happens? Get it done or not. The Gary Arlison Homer Hour, and I was a little late, but yes, Brewers have an evening home game. All you got to do is go to the Homer Hour, YouTube, ESPN, Milwaukee, and find out whether the dome's open or closed. Gary can announce it in future on Fridays. Tell him, Gary, the dome open or closed?
The dome is closed?
Yes. Yep. Only for evening games. If an afternoon game, we're working on it. NBA basketball next. Sixers and the Knicks.